It's a toast to the happy hour, so raise your glasses, Kansans. As of July 1st, Kansans are legally able to partake in the after-work and late-night tradition of happy hour drink specials. Since 1985, it's been illegal for area bars to offer different drink prices at different times throughout the day. To find out how things might change, Casey Current's Suzanne Hogan went bar hopping in Lawrence, not for drinks, just with a microphone.
Downtown Lawrence is cluttered with bars, restaurants, small boutiques, and shops. School is out, it's a hot afternoon, bars are open, but not crazy busy. Inside the Bourgeois Pig, bartender Adam Lott is making mojitos and serving beers. A couple tables and some chairs are full at the cozy bar and coffee spot. Fresh mint fills the room.
I don't see it like becoming like a crazy, like, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah, everyone's drunk at 3 in the afternoon or anything like that, you know? I think the way people's lives are organized these days, that it just won't happen that way.
Now, when the happy hour ban came down on Kansas in 1985, bars responded by offering daily drink specials. Most will still do this.
Mondays, we have $5 horse feathers and $5 Moscow mules. On Tuesdays, it's, you know, wine night. Wednesdays, fusion night.
So with creative daily specials the norm, does a couple bucks off a beer or a cocktail for just a couple hours really make any difference?
I've lived here since I was 21.
Seth Weiss from the Replay Lounge.
I didn't grow up with happy hours growing up. I don't know if it's going to get more like people that are coming, getting off of work, coming down, get a drink before you go home, or if it's going to bring in a little bit older crowd, or if we're just, you know, have a bunch of bums hanging out. It'd be nice to go someplace and they have a specific beer, like, here, try this for $2, but it's only going on for like 2 hours. It's kind of a good, just a nice little quirk.
My name is Victoria Wren, and I work at the Dynamite Saloon. Students like to go out and, like, socially drink, and I think it'll help. I personally think it'll, like, slow down, like, late-night binge drinking, because I think it'll be, like, an easier progression for someone just, like, you know, 4 to 6 or something. They can go have a couple beers, and it'll be cheaper instead of, you know, dollar night at Fatso's, where it's just easy to get wasted.
And that was part of the idea behind the original ban on happy hour, that cheaper drink prices led to excessive consumption, drunk driving, and now that the law is changing, alcohol safety advocates remind that cheap specials should not be abused. Outside of the tap room is Charlie. He's a bartender there, but off duty and hanging out.
I've never experienced a happy hour, as it were, you know.
He's smoking a cigarette outside of the bar with a handful of tipsy regulars.
It might also make it more hard to manage, you know, if people are...
See what I have to deal with?
It's terrible. Unruly, like these guys.
One of the unruly patrons flips Charlie the bird.
He's an unruly bartender.
Where
did
we
learn it from?
There you go.
You want the truth?
They seem fine enough.
They're pretty ruly.
Inside the tap room, Jerome Favor serves up a beer to the ruly regulars. They're playing pool.
Anybody who's budget-minded will probably be an enticement to drink more. For the most part, I think people pretty much drink as much as they want to. So I don't really think it's going to make that big of a difference.
So, for the first time in 27 years, Kansans can raise their glasses and say cheers to the return of the happy hour. Suzanne Hogan, KCUR News.